across London. Monday, 9th of Teves, 2nd of January. Dayan David, Shlomo Englander, Shlita, the uniqueness of Asara B'Teves. This week's Torah has been sponsored Rufua Shlomo Shal Eliyahu Ben Hendel Neri Yoye. She is Kel Rufua Shlomo B'Korah B'Sur Shor Chole Yisrael Amen.
Discuss, as the title of the Shia suggests, the uniqueness of Asara B'Teves. Now, we know that there are four tzaymos that are brought in the Pasuk in Zechariah. Tzaym, the Pasuk says, Tzaym Haravi, which is the tzaym of the fourth month, which we refer to as Shavuos B'Tammuz. Tzaym HaChamishi, which is what we refer to as the Tisha B'Av, Tzaym HaShivi of the seventh month, which is what we refer to as Tzaym Gedalia, and Tzaym HaAsiri, the Tzaym of the tenth month, which is what we refer to as Asara B'Teves. So it says, Yiyu L'Beis Yisrael L'Beis Yehuda L'Moyadim L'Yom Tevet. So L'Asad Lava, there will be Yom Tevet. But the Pasuk tells us what these tzaymos are. Now, the Gemara says that these tzaymos have three varying halachas depending on the tkufa, depending on the situation that Klal Yisrael finds itself in at that particular juncture in time. Which is, if it's a situation of yesh shmad ve'ein shalom, there's Shmad, there's Saras, and there's also no Shalom, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So then, these Tzoymois are a Chiyuv. If it's a situation that it's Yesh Shalom, Ve'en Shmad, which is you have a Beis HaMikdash, and like it was in Bayi Sheni, and Lasid Lavai, when Mashiach comes, B'Karev, and also Ein Shmad, there's no Saras, then these days turn into Yomim Tovim. But the interim, the middle type of situation is that Ein Shalom Ve'ein Shmad. There's no Shalom, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but there's also no Shmad, there's no actual acute tzaras happening to Klal Yisrael. So then, Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. It's voluntary, it's optional whether you want to fast or you don't want to fast. So the Poskim say that therefore, really, the Ikra Din, these tzaymos, these four tzaymos are really only a reshus. But nevertheless, Klal Yisrael is already mekabel them as a chayva, and that's why we fast. But because it's the Ikra Din only a reshus, it's only Ratzu Misanin, so that's why there's certain kulis that we find with regards to these tzaymos, which is with regards to certain people, Mubaris and Menikais, pregnant women, nursing women, that we are makel for them, and also with regards to the Zman, of when the Tzayim is over. So the Paiskim say that over here, it's different than Shabbos and Yom Kippur and other Deraisa type of halachas, is that over there you need to wait for Shleisha Kechavim Ketanim, and over here, even Shleisha Kechavim Beinanim is definitely okay. So, Moshe, there are people I know, certain very medactic, big medacticim, that they wait after the tzayim, they wait till Rabbeinu Tam. And really, I think Me'ikra Adin, it's a chumri yaseira, because the Poskim say that since this is not a tainus chayva, so the zman is how Klal Yisrael was mekabel, and Klal Yisrael was mekabel an earlier zman. So the Zman on the Luach is the only Zman. It's not like there's a Makim to be Choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning to say, if someone's chayish by minute time, let's say for the Shabbos, so then we understand that it is there's a question of when it's Lila, when is Lila? So, okay, so then according to Rabbeinu Tam, Lila is later. So if you want to be chayish, perhaps the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. So you want to be machmir, so that there's room for that to be machmir. But when it comes to these tzaymas, which there's no chashash, because anyways it's mutter. It's a reshus, it's a rotzim zan. It's only because kiblu alayu, but the kiblu alayu has a built-in zman with the kiblu alayu. So the chayra pashas, there wouldn't be a makom to be machmir on Rabbeinu Tam. That's a different story. Now we're trying to get to the uniqueness of asar b'teves. So we know that there's a special halacha with regards to the kviyas hayoyim of asar b'teves, that even if it comes out, yeah, it can come out on Friday as well, even if the other tzaymas don't come out on a Friday. Now, there's a famous Abu Darham that says that that even if asar b'teves would come out on Shabbos, we would also fast. I'll read to you the Lashon. He says, "Chil yesh menisha arba tzaymas heim nidchin lefa'omim k'shechol b'shabbos." The other tzaymas, they are sometimes postponed when it comes out on Shabbos. Chutz me asar b'teves she'eino chal la'olam b'shabbos. Asar b'teves never comes out on Shabbos. So this halacha is really not negeya, in at least in today, the way we go with the kviyas haluach of today, that everything's set and certain days, certain things can't fall out on certain days. When they were mekadosh al piriyah, or perhaps also lover, will be the same thing. So then, there will be it would be possible, but then you wouldn't have the fast of asar b'teves anyway. So yeah, but he says so. It's ein echal la'olam b'shabbos. He says avol hu chal l'fa'omim b'yom shishi u'misana b'yom. It sometimes can fall on a Friday, and we fast on asar b'teves. But filo yechal b'shabbos, he says lo yechal b'tchayis l'yom achet. Even if it would come on a Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to postpone it to a different day. Why? Because it says about the day of Asar B'Teves, it says Be'etzam Yom Hazeh K'moy B'Yom HaKippurim. It says Be'etzam Yom Hazeh, just like Yom HaKippurim. These are the words of the Abu Darham. The Beis Yosef brings it in Orech Chaim Sim Tov Kuf Nun. And Beis Yosef says V'lo Yedati Minayin Lezeh. He says, I don't know where the Abu Darham got this from. Okay. So the El Yerabah brings the Knesset Agdoyle. He says that there's a Sefer Tikkun Yisosra, which is an old Sefer, that says, he brings a Tshuvas HaGa'oinim that says, like a bit of this Abu Darham. Okay, so what Abu Darham is telling us is that the fact that it can come out on Friday is really because it can come out even on Shabbos. Because if it would come out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. Because of the reason that it says Be'etzem Yemazeh K'moy B'Yem HaKippurim, K'moy B'Yem HaKippurim, just like Yom Kippur, if it comes out on Shabbos, we fast. So too, on Asar B'Teves, if it would come out on Shabbos, we would fast. Because it says Be'etzem Yemazeh. Okay, so just before we get into the explanation of what, to understand a little bit better what this, what Abu Darham is telling us about Be'etzem Yemazeh, I just want to add an interesting thing that the Rambam says in Kiddush HaChodesh that there are most months of the year in the Kviyas HaLuach that we have are Kavua, either a Mole or a Chaser. Meaning to say, all the months in the calendar can either be 29 days or 30 days. So most months are Kavua, that they will always be either 29 days or 30 days. Yeah, the fact is that the Moilat HaLavana comes every 29 and a half, plus Tash Tzag Chalokim. So every 2 months needs to be is 59 days. So you can't make every 2 months needs to be 129 and 130. That's just how you have to split up the calendar. Because 29 and a half plus 29 and a half is 59. So from 59 we have to make 129 and 130. So usually it's every 2 months. But he says there are 2 months, Macheshvan and Kislev, that are Pa'amim Meleim, Pa'amim Chaserim. They can fluctuate. They can go either way. The question is, why dafka these two? That's basically the shaila Achrayim speak about. There's various reasons offered in the Achrayim why Macheshvan and Kislev can be pa'amim shneim aleim, which the shneim aleim itself, you know, sets off the calendar. It makes a need to make more chaserim than should have been otherwise. So the Shekel HaKodesh of Chaim Knievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, brings in the Sefer Shekel HaKodesh in Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh Perek Ches Halacha Vav. He quotes a number of Achronim, Reb David Aramoz, Sefer Koivitz, and Said Oilam, that says the reason is because if you make Cheshvan and Kislev Echad Mali Echad Chasa, which it should be, then if Rosh Hashanah would come out on Shabbos, then Asar V'Tevis would come out on Shabbos, and you'll take after fast that day, because it says Be'etzem Yom Hazeh, like the B'seis of Bings, Shnei Abuder Ha. So they left Cheshvan and Kislev with the possibility of Shnei Malayim, so that we should be able to make sure that Asar V'Tevis never comes out on Shabbos. So you see that this halacha of that Asar V'Tevis come out on Shabbos is something which is actually built in into the Luach. We actually made that elasticity in the Luach today that it should be able to make sure it doesn't come out on Shabbos. Okay. Now, the Shaila is, what is the, just to understand, what does this mean? Because it says, Be'etzem Yem Hazeh. So, there's a pshat from Reb Chaim Brisker in the Chaim the Agrach al Shas. He says that what does he mean to say about Etzem Yem Hazeh? So Reb Chaim says like this, that we find that a Titus Chaloim you could fast even on Shabbos. You see, there's such a thing as fasting on Shabbos. Titus Chaloim, you could fast on Shabbos. So why is it that the other tzaymis we don't fast on Shabbos? All the time, besides the Sarba Tevis, if you don't fast, it comes out on Shabbos. We're Matchil. You could have a Tainus on Shabbos. So he says, you have to say that we only make a Tainus, it's only a Heter to make a Tainus on Shabbos if it's possible to have the Tainus, if it's only possible to have a Tainus on Shabbos. In other words, if that day needs to be, if the Tainus needs to be that day, and if you won't fast that day, you won't be able to have the Tainus, then the halacha is that we can allow for a tainus on Shabbos. But if the tainus could be on a different day, it doesn't have to be dafka that day, then we don't allow you to fast on Shabbos. So therefore, tainus chaloyim, the Gemara says, yofet tainus lechaloyim, that it's occasional areas, it's the potency of a tainus chaloyim on Shabbos, on the day that someone had the dream, the morning after he had the dream, is so strong that if you won't have it that day, you fast a different day, you won't have the same potency, the same koyach. So therefore, Chazal allowed you to fast on Shabbos because there is no other day when you can fast. So Zokter B'chaim, so why is it that the other tzoymois, we don't allow you to fast on Shabbos? If there's a day when it has to be Tisha B'Av, it has to be Shavuos B'Tammuz. So B'chaim says like this, that all the other tzoymois, we fast because something that happened that day, and Chazal were keveya, Tzoyim HaRevi, let's say, Shavuos V'Tammuz. What did they say? They said Tzoyim HaRevi. Tzoyim HaRevi means the fourth month, which means the month of Tammuz. So really, the Ma'oira that Chazal were talking about happened in the month of Tammuz. So as long as you fast in that month, that's enough. It's still you could still do, you can still have the Tainus. But so that's why if it comes down on Shabbos, we don't allow you to fast that day. Why? Because you could always do it the next day. You could do it a different day, as long as it's still within that month. But Asar B'Tevis, he says, since the Pasuk says, Etzem Yom Hazeh, so it needs to be Dafka that day. And it can't be postponed till the next day. If you postpone it the next day, it won't be as Etzem Yom Hazeh. And that's why it's Leicha Shabbos. So the truth is that if you want to be medayik a little bit in the Abu Darham, It is a mashmoyis like that, because the Rabbi Derham says, as we read before, he says the chiluk yesh b'neim she'abas atzaymis ha'heim nidochen lifa'omim k'shechol b'shabbos. These tzaymis, the other tzaymis, are sometimes lifa'omim are postponed when it comes down to Shabbos. He didn't say that abat tzaymis ha'elu nidchen k'shechol b'shabbos. He didn't say they get postponed. He said lifa'omim they get postponed. So what does he mean by saying lifa'omim? He's saying is because the other tzoymois, the fact that they are sometimes postponed when they come out of Shabbos, is a raya that it has nothing to do with. Abu Darham is saying it's nothing to do with the fact that it's more chomer. Is this tainus more important? Is it more chomer? Is it more kal that it should be on Shabbos? Is it more important than Shabbos? Less important than Shabbos? The fact that it's nitchil lefa'omim, that tells you about how imperative it is that the tainus has to be that day. Since it's nidchen lefa'omim, that shows you that it doesn't necessarily have to be that day. But Asar B'Tevis, it's not Nidchel of Amim. It can't be sometimes, it can never be on that day, because it's Etzem Yom HaZeh, it has to be that day. Now, Kasha is that if Reb Chaim, this story, the very nice Hesber to explain the lumdas of why it's like that, but there is, we need to understand that, so why is it that you can't fast any other day? Let's say I decide it's not convenient for me, and I have now, I need to go on vacation for that time. I'll pick, Chofei Tammuz when I come back. I'll fast then. Reb Chaim says it's only the Chodesh, so I'll pick that day. Why is it that you can't just pick any day you want? Yeah, if it's true that it's only a din of the Chodesh. So I think that what Reb Chaim is saying, which he doesn't quote the Menachas Chinuch, but I believe that he means what the Menachas Chinuch says. Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph. Menachas Chinuch asks a few kashas. One of his kashas is that Tosfos points out in Rosh Hashanah that the pasuk really says that Hufka Ha'ir was not on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, it was on Tisha B'Tammuz. It's actually on the ninth of Tammuz. Tosfos asks, what's going on? Why is it Shiva Asa B'Tammuz? Why is the fast on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz? So Tosfos says two tirotzim. There's one famous Tosfos says that they got confused because of the tzaras. They got so confused they didn't remember which day it was. But so the pasuk really said the day that everyone thought it was, but it wasn't that really that day. But Chazal knew that it was really that day. So that's one teretz of Tosfos. Sorry.
Afterwards, when they know, should put it back.
Which one?
Should have put it back. Yeah, because they.
Which base of mikdash? Which one? Which base of mikdash are we talking about?
We're talking about the first base of mikdash. The pasuk is talking about the first base of mikdash. But the Tosfos has another teretz that the bias sheni. It was Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. So since the Bayis Sheni was Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, that's why they made it Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. So Menachas Chinuch asks, what is this? If the Pasuk said, we have the Bayis Rishon, they were already Kaveh, it's a Medivre Nevi'im. The Arba Tzoymos is a Chi of Medivre Nevi'im. It's Medivre Kabbalah. The Chachamim can't change Divrei Kabbalah. They can't be Oikah Divrei Kabbalah. If the Divrei Kabbalah, they were Kaveh. That this is the tzayim. The tzayim has to be on what? On Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, on Tes Tammuz. So how can they change it? In other words, what the Menachas Chinuch is saying is, what the Tosfos is saying is that Taka B'Bayis Rishon, yeah, the Hufka Ir was on the ninth of Tammuz. So that's really what it remained. But later the Chacham came and changed it because of Bayis Sheni. How could that be? So Menachas Chinuch says, no. Menachas Chinuch says, that each one of these Arba Tzoymos actually had two stages in how they were Nikva. He says, in the times of Bayis Rishon, in the Churban Bayis Rishon, when these events happened, the Divrei Nevi'im, the Divrei Kabbalah, was Kaveya the Chodesh. They were Kaveya Tzoym HaRavi. They didn't say, you have to fast Dafka on Tisha B'Tammuz. You just have to fast in Tammuz, same Harevi, and in Tisha B'Av, didn't have to be Dafka the day of the ninth of Av, any day in that month. But he says, later generations, the Chachamim came, and they made a Chiv Derabbanon, they would convey a certain day in that Chodesh, when you need to do the times. Yeah.
So how could they change, not fix it for those that day? They go back to the Malatoyah, Eglazov,
Yeah, no, those events happened that day. Anachanami. Right. But the question is, what did the Nevi'im say that they have to do as a result of that?
Why would they not have fixed it for that day when it's always happened?
Say the Shem Liriyot. I mean, he said, He's not saying why. He's saying the fact is, we have, the fact is, that's what it says in the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Semer Vi. Pasuk says, Semer Hamishi. He says, the Tzoyim was Nikva for that month. But the Chachomim, in the subsequent generations, they came and they said that they were Keveya, a specific, that it has to be a specific Yoy. And I believe in Michas Chida is saying that the Stom and the times of the Nevi'im also, they fasted on that day. But that wasn't part of what the Dibur Nevi'im was. It was just, that's Lamaisa Mashenagu. That's based on what they did. So therefore, says the Mechas Chinuch, it's true that when the Nevi'im made their Takana, when they were Mesakin Shavasa Batamos, they were Mesakin the Chodesh. And the Hufka Ir was Takan Tisha Batamos. So it could be that in the times of the Nevi'im, they fasted Tisha Batamos. But when the Chacham came later and they said, because by Sheni there was Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, they wanted to change that date. They weren't changing the Divrei Nevi'im. They were just, because the Nevi'im never said it has to be Dafka, a specific day. They just said it has to be in Tamuz. So they just moved the date from Tisha B'Tamuz to Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, which wasn't a spirit to what the Nevi'im had already said. So the Chachamim, with their understanding, understood that in order to commemorate the Hufka Ir by Sheni, they decided to make it Shavasa B'Tamuz. So this really is mashlim, this what Reb Chaim is telling us, that the tainus of the other tzaymas, the kviyas of the other tzaymas, they were made according to the Chodesh, the different Nevi'im. Of course today you can't say, I want to fast any other day in the Chodesh. It's not a free-for-all that you could just pick any day. The Chachamim already were Keveya, that it has to be a specific day. But nevertheless, says Reb Chaim, when it comes to, if the day comes out on Shabbos, here, the Chachamim said that it needs to be, that you could push it off to a different day. Yeah, you could push it off to a different day. But that itself needs a bit of a hasbro. Why is it, how can you push it off to a different day if the Chum were ready Masakin, then it has to be that day? So you have to add another knach over here, that what he means to say is like this, that in the other tzaymis, even though Chazal were Kiveya, Dafka to fast that day, in other words, the second stage of the Takana was that you have to fast Dafka that day. But what is the tzoyim that you're fasting? The tzoyim that you're fasting, Shavasa B'Tamuz, is not Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. You're fasting Tzoyim HaRevi. The Chacham said, Tzoyim HaRevi, you have to fast on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. The Chacham said, the Tzoyim HaChamishi, you have to fast on Tisha B'Av. So then, but if you would fast a different day, it would still be Tzoyim HaRevi. If it comes out on Shabbos, and you push it off to the next day, it's still Tzayim Revi. It's still Tzayim HaChamishi. So, if you didn't do, let's say, if you didn't fast on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, but you fasted on Yud Ches Tamuz, you still were Mekayim, the Divrei Nevi'im of Tzayim HaRevi. And therefore, he says, the heter, so this is what Reb Chaim is saying, the heter to fast on Shabbos is only if the inyan of that tainus needs to be, the potency, the koyach of that tainus needs to be, needs that day. Like tainus chaloyim. That was his akdama. His akdama was that the tainus chaloyim, you see from tainus chaloyim, that you could fast on Shabbos. As long as if it's the koyach of that tainus requires that yoim, then if that yoim comes on a Shabbos, you can fast on Shabbos. So therefore says Reb Chaim, this is what it means. What is the koyach of the fast of Shavuos B'Tamuz? The koyach of that fast is Tzoyim HaRevi. That is the koyach. And if you do Tzoyim HaRevi, if you do it on Yud Ches Tamuz, you'll also have that same koyach of Tzoyim HaRevi, because it's still Tzoyim HaRevi. So that's why, even though Chazal were Keveya, were Tumasakin, that you have to fast on that specific day, but when it comes out on Shabbos, you don't have a heter to fast on a different day. Because when it comes down on Shabbos, you only have a heter to fast if the tainus needs that day. The tainus needs to be that day. But this tainus of Shavuos v'Tammuz, the koyach of the tainus doesn't need to be that day. The koyach of the tainus is Tzom HaRevi'i. Tzom HaRevi'i doesn't have to be dafka that day. So therefore, Chazal didn't allow you to fast on Shabbos. That's why you matke to a different day. But when it comes to Asar v'Tevis, where it says it's etzem ayem hazeh means that the koyach of the tainus of Asar v'Tevis is that day. It's that day. So it is etzem ayem hazeh. Since it's etzem ayem hazeh, so you're not going to be able to get the koyach of that tainus. Whatever that tainus needs to accomplish, the tainus has a certain koyach to accomplish something, will only be able to be accomplished if it is on that day. And therefore you have a heter to fast on Shabbos, because it needs to be, because you won't get that same koyach from any other day. But look, yes.
So why did the Navi say Etzem HaYom HaZeh for Asar v'Tevis? Why did he make that one different from the others?
So it's a very good question.
Question.
It's a very good question. I'm not privy to the cheshbonos of the Navi. The Navi had a nevuah from Hashem. It's in Yecheskel. It's not in the same place. Hashem told Yecheskel, "Ksoiv lecha es etzem ayem hazeh," that this day is going to be the day that this event is going to happen. Since Hashem told him es etzem ayem hazeh, it seems that in Shemayim there was some. Again, I'm not that high up, to get that communication. But we maybe one day, So, but the idea is that since the Navi told us etzem ayem hazeh, that means that the koyach of that tainus, but every tainus has a certain potency to accomplish something, and the koyach of the other tzoymos is tzoym harvi, tzoym hamishi. It's the chodesh, and therefore you don't have a heter to fast on Shabbos, because you don't have a heter to fast on Shabbos if you can get the same koyach of the tainus on a different day, and that's why it's nitchet a different day. But the koyach of this fast of Asar b'Tevis is etzem ayem hazeh, it needs to be that day. And therefore, if you're not going to fast on that day, you're gonna lose that koyach of etzem ayem hazeh. And there's a heter to fast on Shabbos when the koyach of the tainus requires a specific yom. But the truth is, I went to find the Sefer Tikkun Yisoster, because the Knesset HaGdolah told us that the Beis Yosef said lo yadati minayin lo yizeh. And he says it's a sefer Tikkun Yisoster. It's not a very famous sefer. So I went, I found it, and it was written by someone called Rabbi Yisoster Susan Maharavi. He was a Talmud Chacham at Tzfas in the times of Beis Yosef, actually. And he says, so I'll read to you his lashon. He says, "Oy b'tshuvas ha'ga'oinen, sha'afilu chal zeh ha'tzoyim shel teves b'shabbos atzmoi lo yayinu yochayim l'tcheisev emenu." Even if the fast of Asar v'Tevis would come out on Shabbos, we wouldn't be able to postpone it. Lo lahaktim v'lo la'achir. You wouldn't be able to make it before or after. But yinu v'sanam b'yisa Shabbos atzmoi. He said like this, ki yoyim ha'kipurim shechaliz b'Shabbos, just like in Kippur that comes out on Shabbos. Mishum d'chsiv boi ben odom k'sir l'cha es shem hayim hazeh, es etzem hayim hazeh, k'mo yishe kosev v'taniya shem ha'kipurim be'etzem hayim hazeh. El shalayim ha'inachal b'yem ha'Shabbos. Now, I would say that the Pasha Pshat, I think, in what he's saying, is not like Reb Chaim. I think that Reb Chaim is a very nice, beautiful Hezber, but I think that there's, I think he's, the Pasha Pshat in what he's saying sounds like he's making a Gzeir Shav. He's saying, it says Etzem Yem Hazeh by Asar v'Tevis, and Yom Kippur also it says Etzem Yem Hazeh. And just like when it says Etzem Yem Hazeh by Yom Kippur, even on Shabbos you fast, so that this gets a din like Shabbos. Oh, but I just want to add one thing. But the truth is that even in the let's say Reb Chaim didn't have the Tikkun Yisoster, but he does have the Abu Daham himself said. If you noticed, he mentioned the word K'moy B'Yom HaKippurim. So, again, according to the Reb Chaim's explanation in what the Avodah Zarah means to say, how do we understand Kimoy B'Yom HaKippurim? What does that have to do with Kimoy B'Yom HaKippurim? The reason why, is that true? The reason why you fast on Yom Kippur when it comes out of Shabbos is because of the fact that it's, because it says Etzem Yom HaZeh. The reason is, Mestama, because there's a big shayla. Many poskim hold there's not even the Issur Tainus on Shabbos is only Issur Derabbanan. So how are you going to say because of Issur Derabbanan you're not going to fast in Kippur? But I think according to Reb Chaim, you have to explain what he means by Kimoy B'Yom HaKippurim. He means to say, according to what we said before, that in Kippur it says Be'etzem Yom HaZeh. The Rambam says Hilchos Tshuva, which comes from a Gemara, it says Atzmoy shel Yom HaKippurim mechater. Atzmoy shel Yom HaKippurim. Atzmoy shel Yom HaKippurim is coming from the Loshon Etzem Yom HaZeh, from the Loshon of the Pasuk. So, because the Gemara always says Etzem Yom HaZeh, Itzumoy shel Yom, Itzumoy shel Yom HaKippurim. So what does that tell us? That tells us that the koyach of fasting on Yom Kippur has something to do with that day. The koyach hatainus of Yom Kippur requires that day. Etzem Yom HaZeh, because the Atzmo Shel Yom is Mechaper. So according to Reb Chaim's explanation, what the Avodah Zarah means to say, that it's Etzem Yom HaZeh K'moy B'Yom HaKippurim, he means that Yisoy. Just like on Yom Kippur. The koyach of the tainus of Yom Kippur is Atzmo Shel Yom, and that's what the Pasuk means when it says Etzem Yom HaZeh. So too, when it says in the Pasuk Etzem Yom HaZeh by Asar B'Tavis, that means the Koyach HaTainis of Asar B'Tavis is tied to that day. And therefore, since the Tainis needs to be that day, there's no Hatter to fast on the Shabbos. But it doesn't mean that the reason why you can't, why you fast on Shabbos when it comes out Yom Kippur is because of the Pasuk Etzem Yom HaZeh. Etzem Yom HaZeh just tells you that there's certain Tanesim, like Yom Kippur, that it's the koyach of that yoim that is necessary to make that tainus, to give the koyach of that tainus. Okay, so as we say in the piyut of Asar B'Tavis, say hafoich lanu the tainus of Tzayim Asiri, Sasin El Simcha, and all the other tzaymes should be nishapach l'sasin l'simcha. I'll just leave you with one little davar charif that I heard b'shem Reb Shimon Moshe Diskin, Masas Moshe. He says, Masas Hamelech. He says that if you look in the slichas of tomorrow, it says hafoich lanu. It says tzaym tzaym revi, tzaym hachamisha, and tzaym asiri. It doesn't say tzaym hashvi. What? So it's a big kasha. Why did he leave out Tzem HaShvi, Tzem Gedalia? So he says, because actually, when was Gedalia killed? He was killed on Shoshana. So he says, L'osid Lovoi, when the day of Tzem Gedalia will turn into a Yom Tov, which day is going to turn into a Yom Tov? Gimel Tishrei or Aleph Tishrei? So he says, some say it's Aleph in the base, yeah, but so. He says it will be the Aleph Tishrei, the base Tishrei. So therefore, that tzayim itself is not going to turn into a moed. So it's a yeah. Okay, I heard this many years ago from my reshiver, but Yibei Vachtfeig was saying on. He said someone told him this pshat. He said the ma'is is before Shigemora, not like that. He said before Shigemora, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says, "V'tepikle dehavli yoyim shenerek by Gedalia ben Achikom." You see from there in the Gemara that actually Gimel Tishrei is the day that's going to turn into a Yom Tov. But
so that
okay,
the problem is.
So then the slichas becomes shver. Yeah.
Okay.